Today's shiur is Masechta Shkolim, Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin at Daf Tazayin and Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. At the beginning of our Perek, we had learned that they bowed down 13 places, 13 times in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, want to discuss exactly where did these take place. Heichan Hayu Hashtachavoyus Ha'elu. Exactly where did they take place? Arba b'tzofen, v'arba b'dorim. There were four that took place in the north of the Hazara, four in the south, three shalosh b'mizrach, three in the east, v'shtayim v'mariv, and two in the west. Keneged, they were all done. Keneged shloisha osra sh'arim, the 13 gates that were there, corresponding to each gate, that's where they did the different hashtacha voice. And the Gemara, the Mishnah goes deeper. Droimim, the ones on the south, smuchel amarev, closer to the west side, because that's how you enter the Beis HaMikdash. Shara Elyon, the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, was on a slant. So since the Azara was on a slant, when you came in Shara Elyon, you came in on the higher side, and the way you came down, you came on the highest side, and it comes down on a slope. Shara Elyon, Shara Delek, that's where they used to bring the wood for the Marocha. Shara Bechiris, the halacha is, of course, that if somebody has a Bechor Behema, he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon if it's a healthy animal. And the Bechayrim were brought through that Shar. Shar HaMayim, and the Mishnah right away explains, Namar Nikushmoy Shar HaMayim. Why was this gate called Shar HaMayim? Shabai Machnisim, Tzloicha Shal Nisach HaMayim B'chag. A very big part of Yontif Sukkis was the Avoida of the Nisach HaMayim. And that was the gate through which they brought the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, that was the, we're going to learn in the Gemara quite extensively, that there's going to be, when Mashiach comes, water exiting, a river exiting from the Beis HaMikdash, and says the Mishnah, that will be the gate from which it will come out. Shboi hamayim mefachim v'asidim liyos yoitzim mitachas miftim habayis. That's the gate from which it's going to come out eventually. Lumasam, we first spoke about the gates on the south side. So says the Gemara, now we're going to speak about the gates on the north side. Smuch Mamarav, again, we start from the northwest corner. Shar Yechanya, we start with Shar Nechanya. Shar HaKarbin, that is when they ever needed to, whenever they brought a carbon, Kotche Kotchim, it was brought from that gate. Because we know the kachi kachim, the halach is shchitasim b'tzofen, they have to be brought on the north, they have to be slaughtered and processed on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the shar through which they brought kachi kachim, it only makes sense should be on the north side. And shar hanoshim, when women brought a carbon, that's where they used to stand to bring the carbon. There is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim of the Mishnah, if the halach is that when a man brings a carbon, he has to do smicha. The question is, when women bring a carbon, they're not obligated to bring to do smicha. The question is, if they can do smicha if they want to. But I saw that the Mefarshim explained that even if you'll say that they're not allowed to do smicha, the Gemara says in more than one place, is it possible that somebody's carbon is being brought and he's not standing there as the carbon is being brought? So what is meant to say is that whenever someone's carbon is brought, he has to stand there. So even if women when they bring their carbon, did not actually stand there, did not do smicha, they certainly had to be there as their carbon was being brought. And this is the place where they stood, this is the shard that they entered to be able to stand there as their carbon was being brought. Shar Hashir, that's where they used to bring the instruments to the Azara to do the Shira. Asked the Gemishna, why was it called Shar Nechamya? Sebai Yotzi Chanya Begalasai. That's the Shar that Nechanya left when they went to Galus. So I saw that the Sifsei Tzaddik asks a question. The Beis Hamikdash stood for 400 years before Yechanya went out to the Galus. So this name that it got, that it's called Shar Yechanya, was given to it 400 years before Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash and made the Sha'arim, already knew that Yechanya is going to go to Galus 400 years later and leave that Shar. So he wants to suggest a very bechiddush that yes, that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, knew what ultimately will happen, and therefore he gave it already a name, Shar Yechanya, for what will happen hundreds of years later. Very bechiddush. So here we see that Yechanya, as he left the Beis HaMikdash to unfortunately go into Galus, he went into the place that he left from was from the Beis HaMikdash. So I saw a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Chashuki Chemed. He says that Rahman Otzlan, if somebody is sentenced to prison and he's going to go to prison and he has to take leave of all of his family and etc., before he goes to prison, he discusses what's the right thing for him to do. So he says that the right thing for him to do is to go to, if he lives in Eretz Yisrael, to the Kaisel, and like that he should go to prison. And same thing here. He says that we find that Yechanya, as he went out unfortunately to Galus, he recognized that what he must do as he goes out to Galus is go to the Beis HaMikdash and take leave of the Beis HaMikdash. And he in fact quotes a story from the Netziv. When the Volozhiner Yeshiva was closed and he was leaving the yeshiva, the last thing he did was that he went to the Sfarim in the yeshiva and kissed every sefer. He says the same is known, Rebaruch Ber, when he left Kamenetz by World War II, he said the thing that he did was he went to all the Sfarim and like that he kissed them and left. And on the other hand, he says that Rabbi Yosef used to say that when his famous grandfather, the Baal Leshem Shva V'Achalma, came to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing that he did was go to the Kaisel HaMaravi. Again, a Jew has to show what his priorities are. And therefore, when he's leaving somewhere, he has to go to a place that makes that a point, what is most dear to him. Sheba Mizrach. Then we go into the gates that are on the east side. So we have the Shah Nikner. The Shah Nikner is because of tremendous nisim that happened with this gate. As the Gemara tells us, that Nikner went to bring gates, doors, for the Beis HaMikdash from Alexandria Mitzrayim. And then he was transporting them back to Eretz Yisrael to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. And there was a terrible storm and that was going to drown the boat. So they took one of those gates and they threw it overboard. And the sea still did not calm down. So they wanted to throw the other gate overboard. And Nikner said, I refuse. I refuse. If you throw that gate overboard, you're going to need to throw me as well. So as soon as he did that, the water subsided. And Nikner was very, very upset that he had let the first gate be thrown overboard. When they got to Akko, which was the port, as they were getting to the port, the other gate came up, the other door came up together with the boat. And therefore, there was represented a tremendous nace that this boat, that this door did not drown, but it came from them. And the Gemara, in fact, says, this is all in Masechet Yoma, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that all the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately they changed them and made them into gold. Besides the gate of Nikner. The gate of Nikner remained of wood because it represented that there was such a great nace happened with it. That's why they kept it regular wood, not gold. Shnei Pishpishin, there were two small doors that were next to it. But since they weren't used on a regular basis, that's why they're not really counted amongst the gates. And then there are two more gates on the west side. They didn't even get a name because they were barely used, and therefore they didn't get a name. Says the Gemara. Masnisin, our Mishnah that says there were the 13 gates in the Azara, and that's why there were 13 Ishtachavoyas corresponding to those 13 gates. Says the Gemara represents Abba Yosef ben Yochanan. He represents the opinion of Abba ben Yochanan. The Omar, that he said, that he says that they bow down 13 times, corresponding to the 13 gates. However, says the Gemara Baramka Rabbanon, if we follow the opinion of the Rabbanon in Masech the Midos, Perak Aleph Mishnah Dalid, they held Shiva Sharm Hayabazara. There were only 7 gates in the Azara. And since there were only 7 gates, and the Azara, how do we get to the number 13? So says the Gemara. So Adat and Drabonon, according to the opinion of Drabonon, that we don't have the 13 gates, how do we recognize the 13 Ashtachavoyas? Hechen hoyu Ashtachavoyas alalu, where did these Ashtachavoyas take place? Answers the Gemara, Kehi de Tanin and Tamon. As we're going to learn, Sholosh ol Esrei Partz hoyba. There was a Soirig around the Harabayas, which was there to separate between the Harabayas and the actual area of the Beis HaMikdash. Shapartza Malchiyovin, when the Greek kings came to attack the Beis HaMikdash, they breached them in those 13 places. V'chazim regard the B'nai Chashmonai, and the B'nai Chashmonai repaired those breaches. V'gazru connectum shlosh asar shtachavoyis. And in commemoration for that, they bowed down 13 times to those 13 places. So I saw that the B'nai Yisoskar explains why did the Greeks specifically make 13 breaches? Because they knew that what helps Klal Yisrael under all circumstances are the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So they wanted to show that we are going to prevail over the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And that's why they broke it, they breached the wall specifically 13 places. Another pshat that I saw, because as we just said, the Soirig, the Mishnayis, Masech, the Midas explain, the purpose of the Soirig was to separate people who were Tamei, that they knew that they can't enter into the air, to pass the area of the Soirig. The whole purpose of the Yevarim was to bring Tumah into Klal Yisrael. And therefore they specifically broke that fence, broke that mechitza that separates Tumah from Tahara, because they wanted to have Tumah enter Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says that the Mishnah already mentioned that one of the gates was called the Shar HaMayim. The Shar HaMayim, we said, is the place through which ultimately there will be the water coming out. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'yom v'hoyo b'yom ahu, yetzu mayim chayim b'Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says that day water will come out of Yerushalayim. Tani, the water will start from base Kotcha Kotchim, will emanate from the Kotcha Kotchim, ad l'proiches, kikani seli kioli. It will be a very narrow path, just like the antenna of different creatures. Once it gets from the Praichas to the Mizbech Azov, it gets a little wider, like the antennae of the grasshopper. Mizbech Hazov at Azorus, when it goes from the Mizbech Hazov into the Azorus, it gets even a little thicker, kechut shel shasi, like the narrow thread that you have on a weaving machine. Min Azorus amiftan abayis, when they go from the Azora until the entrance, kechut shel erev, which is even a thicker thread, mekam ve'eluch, and then it gets thicker mipi apach, as the thickness of the opening of a pitcher. Ksif, says the Gemara, the Gemara goes in now to describe Barichis, the psukim that Yecheskel speaks about in Perek Mem Zayin. The first part of Perek Mem Zayin of Yecheskel discusses this water that we're discussing in our shir that's going to exit from the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, v'hine mayim mefachim and akos v'yiminis, b'tzeiso ish kodim, v'kob b'yodo, v'yomad el b'amen, v'yomad el b'ama, v'avirein b'may afosim. He says that when the water will exit from the south side of the Har Bayis, the Malach, who's speaking to Yecheskel, is holding a measuring stick in his hand, and he measured 1,000 amma, and that's how he exited with that water. But that water wasn't so deep. It only went till Kruslayim. It went up to his ankles. Then there was another 1,000 amas. That water already reached Ad Berkaya, the knees. That's already water that goes up to the Masnayim, until the hips. Then the water was so high that he cannot pass over that water. Even a large ship cannot pass through that water. My Tama, what's the reason? The pasuk says, "Makim naharim yarim rach v'idayim baltelch by ani shayit v'tzi adilay avrenu." It was such a high water and such a powerful water that even the strongest of boats, even the strongest of boats, cannot pass through that place. Neymar, why? Kigo ha'mayim meisochu. May meisochu. What's the definition of meisochu? Meloshet. That they're so arrogant that no one can pass through their water. Amar of Huna. Basron Karl is shy to shchuna. In our area, they used to call somebody who's traveling on a boat a shchuna. Ofaris yada bekirbay kshefarish hashoich lishchos. Says the Gemara, Ma lishchos. Amar Rabbi Yosef Berbun, Mayim the Masam b'Malmim. The whole world will be speaking about these waters. There will be such tremendous miracles with these waters that the entire world will discuss them. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Bayoy mehu yimkon niftach lebeis David uliyosh v'shlayim lechatus ulanida. Rashmu bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Yonason. Men beis David ayosh shlayim from the Beis HaMikdash. The water that exits from the Beis HaMikdash until Yerushalayim, Sherim Lanida, they're going to be kosher for Anida to use for tefillah. And that water could also be used L'chatos. We know that when we prepare the Paraduma ash, the Torah says it has to be Mei Chayim, because to come from a stream. This water, this Mayun that will be coming out of the Beis HaMikdash will qualify for that. However, Bikav Eilich, once they exit Yerushalayim, there's going to be not just Mayim Chayim mixed into this water, Mei Teruv B'Seim, they're going to have this mixture not just of Mei Mayim, and therefore, they're still Koshul and Nida. They could be used for Nida as Tefillah. However, since the Torah, as we said, when it speaks about the Mei Chatos, requires that it be Mayim Chayim, that water will no longer be Mayim Chayim and cannot be used. Amar Belozer, Meis David ad Shosh Shlayim Kshem L'Nidah L'Chatas, but he has a different opinion than Rabbi Yonason. He holds that the water that comes out from the Beis HaMikdash until Yerushalayim can be used both for Nidah and for Chatas. V'kam ve'eluch, afterwards, make Kafrisasein, the water is on a slant, and the halacha therefore is P'sulun L'Nidah L'Chatas. They can't be used for Chatas, as we just said, because they're not Mayim Chayim. And they can't be used for a nida, because the halach is that water that is a living water, a stream, can be used for a mikveh, for a nida. But it only can be used for mikvah for a nida when it's flat, not when it's on a slant. At that point, the water is on a slant. And since at that point the water is on a slant, it cannot be used for the nida that needs to go to the mikvah. Continues the Gemara. Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'yoyma elai ha'mayim ha'elu yoytzim al glila kadmoina. The water is going out to the north side, northeast side. Zeh yom shel samchai. That's going, it's reaching the water, the place of samchai. V'yordo al arova, zeh yom shel tveria. Ova ha'yama, zeh yom ha'melech. Al ha'yama ha'metziim, and then it continues going to the yam ha'gadol. V'lama nikra shma yitziim. Why is the water of the yam ha'gadol called mutziim? K'neged shnei pamim shiyotzop. There were two times that this water exited and tried to destroy the entire world. Echad b'dar enosh v'echad b'dar aflaga. Once by the dar enosh and once by the dar aflaga. Reb Lezer, Reb Shem, Reb Chananya, B'Shem Reb Chanina, B'Shoyna Yotza ad Kalbriya. The first time the Yam HaGadol went to a place called Kalbriya, B'Shoyna Yotza ad Kippur Babura. Reb Ach B'Shem Reb Chanina, B'Shoyna Yotza ad Kippur Babura. The first time the Yam HaGadol breached all the way till Kippur Babura, or B'Shoyna, and the second time it went till Akka and ad Yafai. And then the Pasuk says, ad Poi Savai V'Loi Sosif. The Pasuk is teaching ad Koi Savai V'Loi Sosif, or Poi Yoshis B'Goyin Galecha, ad Yosh, ad Yafai, ad Akka Tava V'Loi Tosif. You only could go till Akkoi, or Poi Yoshis B'Goyin Galecha, ad Yafai Yoshis B'Goyin Galecha, and from then on it will be contained. Nicha, so says the Gemara, that when we say that the water is going out from the Kotche Kotchim and it reaches all of these four different yamim, Nicha Yam Rabba V'Yam De Milcha, we could understand that it gets, that reaches the Yam HaGadol and Ram HaMelech, B'Shelo Matkam. These waters are very salty, and this water that's going to emanate from the Beis HaMikdash is there to make those waters more tasty. However, as the Gemara, V'Yama de Tveria, V'Yama de Simcha, why is that? Why do they need, those waters are very sweet and very delicious. What's the need for the water to mix into those rivers? Answer the Gemara, L'Rabbis de Goysam, because that's the way those waters will have more fish. The Ksibe, the Pasuk says, L'mino tia de Goysam, L'mine minim tia de Goysam. They're going to have incredible amount of different type of fish. Tani, Amr of Shimon Gamliel, Master Shalachti Tzaydin, I once came to a place called Tzaydin, Vavilufana Yois Mishloish Meis Mine Dogim, and I was served more than 300 different types of fish, but Tamchi Echod, in one plate. To show how the many fish there are, and when Mashiach comes, there will be this abundance of delicious fish available. The Pasuk says, V'nirpu hamayim, b'tzoysev u'v'nevav, v'liyipra melech neitanu. There's one place it says, ask the Gemara, that the water will cause refuah. Another place it says, v'lo yirfu melech, k'siv ha'mef ha'mayim. On one hand it says, v'nirpu hamayim, v'at amrit, v'lo yirafu hamayim. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Says the Gemara, the second pasuk doesn't mean to say that the water won't have healing abilities. What it means to say is makamhu, there's going to be a place, ushmoy v'loyirafu, that place is going to call loyirafu, and that's where that water will reach to. Siv, v'alanachal yalal svasoy mizeh mizeh kol eitz machal, loyibal aleyu v'loyita imperio l'chadosh v'yivakar, tana amr b'yehuda, l'fish b'olam hazeh, in the world that we live in, tfuo ois l'shish chadoshim, the produce grows in 6 months, from Tishrei until Nisan. V'ilan Isa, and a fruit tree takes l'shnei masachodesh. Once a year, the fruit tree produces fruit. Avol asalavai, tfuah oisa l'chodesh echad. Grain will grow within 1 month. V'ilan oisa l'shnei chadashim, and trees will grow fruits in 2 months. My tama, l'chadashav yivaker. It says l'chadashav. Chadashav means months. Months is l'shem rabim. Whenever the Torah uses the word Lashon Rabbim, it means that it means at least two. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosi, לפי שבעלם הזה תפוע אייס לשיש חדש שביא לו אייס לשני מסע חיידש, אבל לעשו לא בית תפוע אייס לחמיש עשו יוים, he holds that when Mashiach comes, tfu will grow in 15 days, vila oisel chodesh echad, and trees will grow fruit in 1 month. She came at Sinish Asa tfu b'mei Yoel, when in the time of Yoel, there was a drought, and they had nothing new grew, and then all of a sudden it rained, and all the tfu, and they needed oimer to bring on the second day of Pesach, the carbon oimer, and what happened was that it grew in 15 days, l'chamisha asuyoyim, the barley grew in 15 days, that they should have enough, they should be able to carve a mena oimer, they should be able to bring the carbon oimer on the second day of Pesach. My Tama, asked the Gemara, how do we know that that occurred in the times of Yoel? The Pasuk says, v'neit siyoyim, gilu v'simchu b'ashem alekeichem, kinosu lachem as ha-moyre l'tzdoka, v'yoyel lachem geshem moyre malkish perishin. So the Pasuk saying that the rain came down on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and that was 15 days before they had to bring the Omer, and they were successful, Baruch Hashem, in having barley to bring on 15 days later on the second day of Yontif. Umamakim Rabbi Yosef L'chadosh of Yivakar, to coin to Rabbi Yosef that he said that it'll be every month the Tvuah, every 2 months the trees. What does he say? Kol chodesh yivaker. So kol chodesh v'chodesh yimivaker. Every month there will be new things growing, but it'll take a little longer than this mandomer. The pasuk says, "Valeu l'trufa." Its leaves will bring refuah. Rabbi Yochanan, taf meitzisalei. They would eat and extract the juiciness in the leaves. V'taref mezoina, and eating just that moisture that were in the leaves will be equal to eating regular food. Rav Shmuel Omer, Chanam Lahata Pesh L'malon, people who have difficulty speaking will eat those fruits and they'll be well. Chanam Pesh L'maton, people who have difficulty conceiving will eat those fruits and they will be able to have children. Another pshat is Pesh L'mat, Allah means that people who have no appetite, they'll eat those fruits and they'll enjoy what they're eating. And Pesha Mata is if people are unfortunately constipated, they'll eat those fruits and they will solve that problem. We learned they were also doors on the north side. Says the Gemara, at Moitz B'Shosh Ola Nevuchanetz L'Kan. When Nevuchanetzah came to Yisrael to remove Yehoyachin from being king, who he, as we learned in our previous year, was appointed king in the place of his father Yehoyakim, Bav Yashal Abedoifin Shal Tuchya. He went and sat, he stayed in the city of Antuchya. V'yotzot Sanhedrin G'dayel L'Krosoi. And the Sanhedrin went, V'amarloi, and said to him, Higiyaz manabais l'chorev. They asked him, has the time for the churban come? Amlehem. Oysi shamlach de'alechem tunir livin eilech. All I'm interested is that I, as we just said, had appointed Yehoyachim to be king. Please, I want to remove him. V'amla Yochim el Chihuda. So they told Yehoyachim, Nevuchanetzah bo'eilech. The Sanhedrin told Yehoyachim that Nevuchanetzah requested that we hand you over. Kivin shesham men kach. Once he heard from that, not maftech shebeis hamikdash, he took the keys of the beis hamikdash, olo lagag shel heichel, and he went to the roof of the beis hamikdash. Amal fan rebbanu shel olam, l'sha'avar. Previously, hayinu nemanim l'fanecha, we were trustworthy. V'yimafteches mechusurim lanu. So you gave over to us the keys of the beis hamikdash. However, achshav she'ein anu nemanim. Now that we are no longer trustworthy, harem after sechem surmloch, we're giving back to you the keys. So now says the Gemara, machlokes terem meroim, a machlokes of a meroim. What exactly happened? Chan Amar Zorkon, he threw the keys up toward Shemayim, and then lo yardu, they didn't come back down. Chan Amar bo kminyad, there was like a hand that stuck out, v'notlo samayadoi, and took it out of his hands. Kivin Shiro called Chore Yehuda Cain. Once all the people who lived in Yehuda saw all the Rosh Lagagaseim, they went to their roof, v'nafl v'mesu, and they fell down and died. Hadod ksiv maso gei chizoyin malacha efa kilisa kula lagagecha. What a terrible situation that they all went to the roof. Chuas malei ir demuya. The city that was so great now is desolate from all the people that had jumped off the roof. Of course, the Paiskim discuss how did they have a right to commit suicide. We know that committing suicide is a very serious isser. So the Paiskim discuss that our Gemara is a raya, because the halacha also is that if somebody commits suicide, we cannot bury him together with everybody else in the cemetery. But the Paiskim say that Rachmanot Slon, there is a situation where the person before he committed suicide was not of a stable mind, then that's not necessarily considered ma'abed atzmei ladas. That's not necessarily considered a situation of somebody having committed suicide. And that is what they want to say is the situation here. When Klal Yisrael at that time saw the terrible situation of the Churban Habayis, it was such a difficult situation for them to live with that they lost their sanity, and that's why they committed suicide, but they're not really considered completely as individuals who have committed suicide. There were 13 shulchanos in the Beis Hamikdash. Shmeinu shulchayis, 8 were made out of marble. The Beis Hamikdash, they were in the butchering area, in the area where they did the shechit of the kabbanis, and that's where they put the animals when they needed to skin them and strip them and dissect them after the shechita. Shalim adichim sekravayim, and that's where they washed the insides of the animals. Shnayim, there were 2 more tables. B'marav hakevis, on the west side of the hakevish, on the west side of the ramp. Echad shashayish, 1 was made out of marble. V'echad shakesav, 1 was made out of silver. Al shashayish noisnus avarim, on the marble table they used to put the avarim that the kohanim were supposed to carry up the ramp, and they put it specifically on the west side of the ramp because the kohen was supposed to always walk to the right, and he's going to be therefore closer to the west side. So to make it easier for the kohen to be able to pick it up and carry it up, they put it next to where he was going to walk. Well, and on the silver table, they made it out of the klisharis. They were silver and they used the klisharis. But they didn't put the meat on a silver table because whenever you're dealing with a metal, it could duct heat and it could cause the meat to spoil and decompose. So that's why they specifically used a marble table. Shnayim, there were 2 more tables, boom b'fnim, inside the ulam, a Pesach habayis, at the entrance into the Beis Hamikdash, echad shashayish v'echad shazav. 1 was made out of marble, and 1 was made out of gold. Al shashayish noisim lechem aponim b'knisosai. The marble table was used to put on the lechem aponim as they entered, as they put it there every Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, they baked, the new lechem aponim, but they left it somewhere because the actual avoid of the lechem aponim, of taking out last week's lechem aponim and putting in this week's lechem aponim, was done on Shabbos. So they left it on the shayish table till Shabbos when they're going to make this switch. Vashajov, and then the gold table, b'tziyosai. After they took out the lechem aponim from the shulchan, as before, they were dividing it up amongst all the Kohanim, they used to leave it on the gold table. Why couldn't they use a shayish table at that point? Says the Gemara, because there's a rule, ma'al b'kodesh v'loy meridim. Says the Mishnah also, echad shazav b'mefnim, the shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu was also made out of gold, and that was the shulchan, shol of lechem aponim tamid, that you have the lechem aponim. So it's a very interesting question that really goes back to the beginning of the Masechta. We learned, the first thing that we learned in the Masechta was that Kabbanah Tzibur, anything that is for the Tzibur, comes from the Machs HaShekel that they contributed. We also learned in the first half of our Masechta, that the Machsa Shekel, we started on Rosh Chodesh Nissan using the new Machsa Shekel. Till then, they used last year's. From Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they're going to use the new Machsa Shekel. And the question that I saw that Rav Nachum Zember Zatzal and his son, Rav Yehuda Ari Leib Zember Zatzal, discuss is, what if Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes out during the week? So last Shabbos, as we just learned, is when they put in the Lechem upon him, that's going to be taken out a week later in the coming Shabbos. So which Machsa Shekel money did they use for that Lechem upon him? Did they use last year's, because it's still part of last year, it's before Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Or did they use next year's, because they're going to only be eating this Lechem upon him next Shabbos, which is after Rosh Chodesh Nissan? And he says that since we learned, that you have to use this year's Shkolim, therefore, he says, if it's before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, this is what Rabbi Yehuda Ari Leib said, the son said, you can't use it before, you can't use any of those coins before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. His father, Rabbi Nachum Zember, disagreed, and he said that the halacha is that in general, that it's not necessarily to say that the lechem upon him are considered a carbon tzibur. And therefore, the halacha that we're discussing, do we have to use it? Don't we have to use it? When can we use it? Is not necessarily relevant. But, and there are others that also felt that it's not considered something that has to come from the shekel. However, I did, from the new shkolim, I did, however, see other mefarshim say that they, since it's going to be eaten next week, and next week is already after Rosh Chodesh, and whenever we speak about a carbon, what we look at is at the time that's going to be eaten, and since that's when it's going to be eaten, the halach is that you can't use the old coins, and even though it's still before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they use the new shekels for these lechem upon him. Our Mishnah also identified the concept of Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin. Without going to many details, the Paiskim say that this concept of Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin is to be used in as a general approach to the way Klal Yisrael looks at older people. In the general society, there's a view that once people become older, they're less valuable. In Klal Yisrael, we have just the opposite approach. Our approach is Malon B'Kodesh. Once somebody's Kodesh, that they become better. And of course, if there are circumstances beyond our control, there are circumstances beyond our control, but not in any other way. So I saw that our Gemara just said, Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin. And that's why the Lechem upon him Friday afternoon could be put on a table of shayish, of marble. But on Shabbos, once it's being taken out of the Shulchan Shalzov, so it was already in a gold Shulchan, we only could put it down on a Shulchan Shalzov. So I saw the Michas Chinuch asks that the Lechem upon him were baked in gold, in golden molds. So if they were baked in molds that were made out of gold, so they already were used. So gold was already used. So if gold was already used, why don't we have the same concern? A Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin. How can we put it on the Shayish table? So the Michas Chinuch answers that the only time we would say it is if they were in a klisharis. The gold molds were not a klisharis, and since they weren't a klisharis, the halacha of Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin would not apply. The Rav Meir Shapiro in the Shaul Shachuvas Or HaMeir Simon Zion has a different place approach. He says this concept that we're saying Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin is only said, he says, at the end of a mitzvah. But while we're in the middle of a mitzvah, we don't apply the concept of Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin. Here the bread was just baked. And after the bread was just baked, now we're going to take it into the Shulchan. There we don't say Malon B'Kodesh V'Emeridin. Tani says the Gemara, Ashal Kesef they used to put the, not like we learned in our Mishnah, that they put it on a marble table, but rather the Braisa says, Al Shel Kesef. They used to put it on a silver table. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel B'Yitzchak, Rabbi Chanina Motab B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, less Kan Shel Kesef. Doesn't agree that we used a silver table, because as we explained, if it would be a silver table, Neshe Masiach, it would cause the bread to get hot and moldy. Ask the Gemara, Loichein Tani, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, Ze Echem and Nisim, Shinasa Beis HaMikdash, wasn't it one of the Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? Shikshem Shoyim Menichnoi Soichoyim, just like when they put the Lechem upon him into the Shulchan, it was hot. Kach Oyimetzinoi Soichoyim, when they took it out a week later, it was still hot. Shnema, Losim Lechem Choyim B'Yoyim Halachoy. So what are we worried about, asked the Gemara? That you're going to put it on a silver table, it's going to get ruined. Isn't the lechem upon him all about Nisim? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shua ben Levi Omer, Eimaskir Masa Nisim. We don't rely on Nisim. In other words, they don't, ain't Saim Chmala Nes. Yes, there were tremendous Nisim that happened with the lechem upon him. But even though there were tremendous Nisim that happened with the lechem upon him, that doesn't mean that we should rely on that. And we should, of course, not rely on that. And if we could put it on marble tables rather than on silver tables to avoid this problem, that's what they should do. In fact, the Sefer Bechor Shor asks a question on the Ramah. The Ramah says, if somebody forgot on Chanukah, on Purim, to say Al Anisim in Birchas Hamazon, what it should say is Harachman Hu Yasalanu Nisim, Harachman Yasalanu Nisim in the floss, Kamoish Asalanu B'mei Matus Yo. But the question is, we just said Ain't Soimchman Al Nes, and we don't rely on Nisim. So how are we allowed to say a Tefillah, davening, asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Nes? So he answers that Harachman is going on Mashiach. And we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring Mashiach, and Mitzvah Shem, B'meheira B'yameinu, when Mashiach comes, there will be tremendous Nisim. Another teretz that he gives is that there are Nisim that are a change of the nature of the world. Kriyas Yamsuf would be the best example. For such a Nis, we're not allowed to daven. But a Nis that happens, B'derech HaTeva, for such a Nis, we're allowed to daven. And the Nes of Purim, the Nes of Purim, for example, was a Nes B'derech HaTeva, we're allowed to daven. And then the Yishuv Yaakov says a different teretz. He says, of course, Ain't Soimchim L'Nes, we're not allowed to rely on a Nes, as our Gemara says, Ain't Maskirim Asa Nisim, and we shouldn't daven for Nisim. But he says there's one exception, and that is that if through the Nes there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, then we're allowed to daven for a Nes. So when we say this Harachman, Yasalonu Nisim Naflos, Kimosh Asalonu, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make Nisim, but the result of those Nisim will be a Kiddush Hashem. And if the result of those Nisim will be a Kiddush Hashem, for such a Nes we are allowed to be Mispalim. Bon Kamei Rabila. They asked Rabila, Lohoy Shom Lechem upon him. There was no Lechem upon him. So there are many pshatim in the Gemara, how to learn this Gemara. But the simplest way of learning the Gemara is, Shabbos came, and as we've been learning, on Shabbos they take out the old lechem upon him, and they replace it with the new lechem upon him. And the question is, there is no new lechem upon him. Can we leave that lechem upon him there for next week? Ma'ala nich l'Shabbos haba, Amalan, to which he replied, Siv, Nosata la Shochel Mech upon him, Lufanai Tamid, Lechem upon a Philipostle. As long as there's Lechem upon him there, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Asor Shulchanos Osu Shloima. Shloima Melech made 10 Shulchanos in the base of Migdash. The Ksiv, Vyas Shulchanos Asorah, he made 10 shulchanos, put them into the hechel, chamisha miyamin, v'chamisha mismal, 5 from the right, 5 from the left. In Tema, shechamisha bedorim, v'chamisha betzofen, though 5 were to the south of the door, and 5 were to the north of the door, halo'en shulchan kosher el betzofen. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that? The halach is that the shulchan only could be put on the tzofen side of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, v'shulchan titin, atzela atzofen. Ma tam loimer. So how do we understand the pasuk that says chamishim yamin v'chamishim smol, which would have some tables on the darm side? Says the Gemara, the way to understand it, chamishim yamin shulchan shemaisha, five were to the right of the shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu constructed, v'chamishim smoloi, and five were to the left of the shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Api came. But says the Gemara, even though we had these extra shulchanos that Shlomo HaMelech had made, leimasader ella b'shal Moshe, they only used the shulchan of Moshe. Shnemar v'shashulchan hasha'ol of lechem upon him. The shulchan, it says b'lashon yachid, you could only use one shulchan, and which was the shulchan that was used? The shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer disagrees. Akulan misader. He says that. And it doesn't mean that he used all the shulchanos, the Mepharshim explained. That, of course, they never used more than one shulchan. Rather, what the Gemara means, that on any of those shulchanos, they could have put the lechem. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, v'shulchanos, v'aleim lechem upon him. The Torah is teaching us that they could use any of the shulchanos for the lechem upon him.